What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from 6 feet away, it's Hanging with Chad. And now here is your host, Chad.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host for the evening. My name is Hanging Chad. I am temporary, standing in for the one and only Spike. And welcome to this new rendition of Spike on the Mic Show! So as mentioned, Spike's not here. He is busy being famous or doing whatever he does when he can't make it to his own podcast. I lit him my jet, and he's working on projects that are going to launch him into the stratosphere of fame. Right? So we're here to support that. And I cannot do this alone, and I wouldn't do this alone. We have a group of what we call resistance fighters. And the first resistance fighter, the man putting the sound waves in your ear, is PW. PW, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy that's amazed that you are really the first solo host, substitute host.
It's kind of like when you're growing up and your daddy lets you drive. You really don't know what you're doing.
Oh, man, but yeah.
I'm going to try not to hit anything.
See, now other people have hosted, but daddy was in the car.
Oh.
In this case, we don't know where daddy is. He'll find out about how you wrecked the car later.
Yeah. Let's not tell him. Our next resistance fighter, we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to hear the wisdom and words of the voice of reason. The voice, how you sticking?
Chad, unlike Spike, I'm sticking in for myself today.
Nice. I see you're wearing your sailor hat.
You're sticking in for Spike. I'm sticking in for myself.
I'm glad you're wearing that hat because we're commandeering this ship and I need a good captain.
Oh, that's
you're the captain now.
Captain, my captain.
Look at you.
Yes.
Next up, the woman who makes life look so easy. I mean, really? Our resistance fighter, Kimberly. Kim, how you sticking?
Oh, she has to unmute herself.
You have to unmute.
Oops.
I'm sticking like somebody who's tired of the snow.
Tired of the snow.
Yeah,
well, you know, Punxsutawney Phil the groundhog saw his shadow. So we have 5 more months of winter or whatever the heck it is. Isn't that what you Pittsburgh people love?
Lustrous winter, my butt.
Our next resistance fighter is a man who I have never seen be here this early. And that's our one and only and favorite Gas Man. Gas Man, how are you sticking? Thanks for showing up to the chat show on time.
Hey, I'm sticking like the early bird, baby. I don't want to let you down on your first go round. See, Spike is used to it, so I want to give you a false sense of security.
I appreciate it. Start me up high and just slowly come in a little bit late.
Right.
Folks, we are a caller-driven show, which means you can call in and listen to our answering machine at 813-699-3900. That is 813-699-3900. I joke about that. You can call in and drive this show anytime you want, and but be careful. You may find yourself hosting it one day. So there's always that.
When I hosted, I had PW sitting beside me with a chain, with a shock collar, so if I messed up, he would zap me.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, that doesn't sound good. Hey, times have changed. You know, the pandemic, we're all virtual now.
Nobody sits next to anybody.
I'm very free. I'm free to kind of do what I want here. All right. Well, this is a good moment to remind our listeners that we talk about 3 things.
Oh, wow.
The past, the present, and the future.
that song. That song makes me feel like I should be getting prepared to catch a sliding frothy beer being like thrown at me from the other end of the bar. Doesn't it?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
It's a festive song.
And before we get going, how about we get a word from our sponsors?
Oh, we could do that. Yeah. I would have to press the sponsor button, which I no longer know where it is. Yeah. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Correct since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
So speaking of race fans, Daytona 500 starts in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Which starts the season.
Yeah. Well, no, the season is actually going to start in a really stupid race at the Los Angeles Coliseum. Way what too small one? For a racetrack, and they're building one just for one race.
Is that real? Are you making that up?
That is real. No, that is real.
I thought the Daytona 500 started off the season.
Normally. This year, we're doing this stupid thing.
Oh, okay. So the stupid build-your-own racetrack race.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty.
So, Kim, are you excited about your five more weeks of winter?
No.
Is the Punxsutawney Phil? I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Right. It's a Pittsburgh or north of Pittsburgh. Or it's from Pennsylvania.
I love that you say Pittsburgh because that's what Pittsburghers say. Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been.
Because they can't pronounce their own city.
Nice. Pittsburgh.
No, Punxsutawney is northish of here.
But is it all around popular folklore out of Pennsylvania?
It's super, super popular. Yes. People talk about making the trek over there, which you have to do at like midnight. And you get there like 3 a.m. and there's all kinds of partying all night long. Students from Indiana University of Pennsylvania, something like that. They are having loads of fun all night long there. So you have to take a bus here out to this like field where it happens. It doesn't actually happen in the town. And, you know, you have to share these buses with drunken college students. But I hear it's a great time.
Which sounds like a blast. And for anyone who doesn't know, the Punxsutawney Phil. Punxsutawney Phil is the groundhog that tells you whether it's going to be winter more or spring more based on whether he sees his shadow. And this year he saw his shadow. But the part that I don't get is if you see your shadow, that means there's sun, which makes me think spring, but it's always backwards.
I know.
I don't know.
Anyway,
yeah.
I don't feel like anybody talks about it once you get out of elementary school or unless you're from Pennsylvania. So, yeah. There's that.
For me, it prompts my annual viewing of Groundhog Day.
And Kim, you never noticed that right there on the screen, Mark was waving his terrible towel.
Oh, yes. Terrible towel.
I have an authentic terrible towel. I'm from North Carolina. I grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan because we didn't have a football team. And I always wanted one of these. And I finally got one when the Penguins came here to play the Lightning. Somebody gave me one.
Oh, no.
Authentic terrible towel.
Are they good this year? I mean, I know we're almost done, but were they good this year?
They almost made the playoffs.
Yeah, they did good.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they made the first round of the playoffs, didn't they?
Yeah. They
they did. Considering their team was in shambles, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
I have a friend. Well, if you were a friend of a Pittsburgher, you're a friend of somebody who is a diehard Steelers fan.
Sure.
So, and I live like 10 minutes from the stadium.
Yes. Hey, do you own a terrible towel?
I don't.
Yes.
I feel like there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You should get one at the airport when you're moving, when you land, then you go to your home that you're going to live in.
Yeah.
It probably prevents Pittsburghers from looking down their nose at me.
I feel like I would just be at a game wiping my nose with it a lot.
In this cold, you probably would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so let's move on. Let's do the let's see what's next. Word of the day.
Okay, we could do that.
Yeah, let's do the word of the day.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh.
Ooga, all right. Ooga. Do you notice something's missing?
Oh, no. Aww. What happened?
Yeah. Billy's not here with us today.
No.
Yes.
That was
and
really
if you
late.
If you look at the screen, those of you who are actually watching this, you'll see where she is, right behind my head.
Your theme is always appropriate.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the people who are
sure.
not watching this
version? Billy is absolutely fine if you consider having broken your wrist. Absolutely fine.
Having me as a father is absolutely yes. fine.
But
having me as a sister is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's doing great.
Yeah. Yeah, she couldn't be doing better. But she Wonderful. Won't be here. As a matter of fact, she could be in surgery at this very moment.
Nice. Oh, well, wow. We wish her well and a speedy recovery, and I hope she gets back to us next week.
Absolutely. They are going to rebuild. They're going to rebuild her.
Yes.
She nice. Has a new...
She can make her better.
And after she comes out of her rebuild, her name will be changing to Bantam Doe.
Yeah,
I don't get that. Do you want to explain that?
Oh, yeah.
So
apparently, when you come into the trauma unit, they just assign you a name.
Oh, that makes me want to go.
I want
a name.
And the last name is always Doe. You know,
Bantam is what she got.
And Bantam is the name.
Bantam
that they gave her.
Doe.
God, that's yeah. they went through some names before they got to Bantam. Now,
definitely,
it's fierce. It's a yeah. fierce name, though, right?
It yeah. is.
They're just scrambling Marvel character names, just like Batman, like scrambled.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, we have a B. All right.
Yeah.
And next, oh, an A. Yeah.
All right. So, what are the day, you guys?
Oh,
here it is.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't have a speak and say, but. But right. it is abnegation.
Abnegation.
Negation. Abnegation. And it's spelled A B N E G A T I O N.
Oh, man.
Abnegation. Anyone know?
Oh, Boys, I've you know? Got a good, I have good
oh,
idea.
Chad, you got me beat on this one.
Gas man. No? Kim,
no,
don't look it up, Kim. You are typing. Put your hands down.
I'm typing it in the chat, Chad.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't want. Don't. You can't cheat on this show.
Somebody has to do it. Billy's
A A B N E G A T I O N.
Yes.
Yes. Abnegation.
Bam.
PW. Do you know it?
No, but I have a really good theory.
So
it's when someone cancels out your abs.
No. That's so cool.
That's what I was thinking. The art of losing your abs.
Yeah. Which
see,
we do
I still
every
have
week.
Those ab muscles. You just can't see
Spike
them.
Spike has one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can tell in a list of alphabetical words, I put a lot of effort
you did.
Into our word of the day because this starts with A, B. It's like, oh, that one will do. It was right at the top.
Got to stay consistent with that right, whole so award deserving thing.
Yeah. We do the word of the day because we want you to stick around, but that's not the only reason because we got a lot of great topics and information coming your way on this episode, but stick around and we'll give you the definition of abnegation at the end of the show if we don't forget, because sometimes we forget.
Yeah, we have.
All right, so Couchip of the Week.
Ooh.
So Couch Trip of the Week is where we give the listeners a little bit of info, something to make your brain sparkle so you can go to your parties and your work events and give a little bit of knowledge so that people think you're smart. Trust me, I do it every day. It works. Here we go.
So my brain is already sparkling.
Your brain's sparkling.
Always.
All right, so the Couch Trip of the Week is, did you guys know that ketchup originally was made with mushrooms?
What?
With a mushroom version being popular up until around 1750.
Damn, why did we change it?
Yeah, the tomato version only appeared 100 years later. And before the... Yep, go ahead. I know, no. It's hard to believe.
Okay, wait. Ketchup was called ketchup when it was made out of mushrooms.
Apparently, yeah.
Did Heinz
just first start off making mushroom sauce?
See, you go to
I think by the time Heinz came in, there was already tomatoes being used, because tomatoes started being used in 1850.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it was only a short time it was mushrooms.
Yeah, so hundreds of years prior to that, Chinese had ketchups, or I don't know if they were called ketchups, but it's what ketchup turned into, and it was made out of fermented fish, oysters, mushrooms, and walnuts. And then it went to mushrooms, and then it went to tomatoes. Look it up. Am I right? Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, I'm sure you're right.
Kim's got her face on. Am I right?
Unlike Spike, he's worked on this all week.
But was it?
Is it ketchup a Chinese word? Is it?
Ketchup is a Chinese word.
See? Wow. Nice one. Could you? Yeah.
Before that, it was made of cow chips.
Yeah.
No. Yep. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. In the 1600s, it was cow chips. Yeah.
Do any of you like mushrooms? Fermented.
I love mushrooms.
Yes,
I
love mushrooms. Love mushrooms.
Mushrooms are awesome.
I that's one of those things I had to grow up to like, kind of like broccoli. The texture of mushrooms was weird, but now I like them. And one of my favorite pizzas is something we most recently started getting in, is that's pineapple and mushrooms. And if you haven't had it, both flavors kind of...
No.
I'm telling you, it sounds gross. I said the same thing, Kim. It's good.
I love pineapple pizza, but I never had pineapple and mushrooms.
No,
that's really Italian, no.
I love pineapple on pizza, but I've never had pineapple and mushroom.
Yeah. So I usually do pineapple and ham, you know, the Hawaiian, but then if you
pineapple
and mushrooms, it's also very good. So put that out there. Hey, you want an extra cow chip since we're going pretty fast and we have some time?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead. Cow chip us.
All right. So I also found out this week that the candy Sugar Daddy, it sounds like it has an unfortunate suggestive name today, but they actually changed it. And
it's worse.
They changed it to Sugar Daddy in 1932. Do you want to guess what that candy's original name was?
I think I know what it might have
Mad
been.
Mad Rapist?
Give me a
Sugar Grandpa.
One of them sugar.
So wait. Go ahead, boys. What do you think it is?
And a couple of them sugar for the kid.
God. Okay, Gasman. Anything?
It was Sugar Grandpa before Sugar Dad.
Okay. Kim, you just want to sit this one out?
No, wait.
Your dad's here.
Sugar Baby. Ew.
Cross my heart.
Sugar Cross Baby? They were
no,
Sugar
that,
Babies.
That came later.
Too, right?
The Sugar Babies came later.
That was after Sugar Daddy.
Okay, here we go. So the original name of Sugar Daddy that changed, and they changed it to that in 1932. The original name was Papa Suckers.
Ew.
Oh man!
Oh, well,
ew.
Done. Man!
Hey, something I saw this week when I was looking up stuff. Man, okay.
Wow.
Hey, did you guys hear about that woman in Michigan who found a winning lottery ticket in her spam folder on her computer, and now she's a three millionaire?
No.
No.
Swear to God. This lady in Michigan on the night of New Year's Eve, got online. She saw in Michigan the lottery was high. She got online. I don't know if she was drinking on New Year's Eve or what, sure. But I'm putting myself in her shoes. Yeah, I probably was drinking. I bought a lottery ticket and forgot. Well, she went to go search for a missing email from a friend and saw that she had gotten an email from the Michigan lottery people saying she had won. And she had got five numbers right when she bought that ticket that night, five balls, and won $1 million. Huh. But the multiplier was three. So she ended up getting $3 million and only found that out by checking her spam folder on her computer.
What kind of an amateur, non-committal gambler is she? Your lottery ticket the next day. What's wrong with you?
Wait, I want to be able to buy lottery tickets online.
That was my question. I didn't know that was a thing.
The article said she bought it. She signed on and bought a lottery ticket.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Huh. Here it's got to be cash or debit here in Florida. You can't pay with it. Yeah. How do you pay online?
I don't know.
You can pay online with a debit card.
Yeah, it's like cash. So another weird story that I saw, because I was researching for stuff, and this one's a good one. I wanted you guys to hear it. It's actually a couple months late. It happened a couple months ago, but a homeowner in California saw a rattlesnake on his property.
Okay.
All right. He called a reptile rescue. They came out to the house and found out they had been sharing a space with 92 rattlesnakes.
Oh, ew, man.
Wait, what?
Inside the house?
So, okay, before I say yes or no to that question, guest man, Kim, what do you got to say about that?
What do you call it?
It's dead not fish? Fake fish. Yeah. No, it's not.
Fake fish.
It's not.
Come on. 92.
Yes, they do. I will let me teach you something, Kim.
Hey, come on.
Let me blow your mind. Okay, so Sonoma
there are
County
rattlesnake gangs.
Yeah, so Sonoma County Reptile Rescue. That's true. There are games. Yeah, this could be a rattlesnake gang.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a song called Rattlesnake Gangs.
Yeah.
So Sonoma County Reptile Rescue director pulled 22 adult rattlesnakes and 59 babies out of this house's foundation.
Wow.
And later returned to pull 11 more.
Wow.
Yeah. So their house was ideal for snake denning because most of the rocks, when they had dug out the foundation to build the house, they left the rocks in there. And because of the climate or whatever, it became what they call a rookery. And a rookery is where a bunch of snakes go and they kind of like hibernation den, and they go in there and all commingle and have babies. And a lot of them are females, and the females, and I didn't know this, but rattlesnakes have live babies. I thought they laid eggs.
Yeah. No. Lie.
Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
I thought they laid eggs too.
Yeah. So they,
Most snakes lay eggs. Yeah.
The rattlesnakes were northern Pacific rattlesnakes, and they have live babies. And they say that the rookery is a place where a bunch of snakes go, like a little pit, and they have babies. And a lot of the female rattlesnakes babysit the other baby snakes because together they can make sure their young has a better chance of survival. And they had 92 snakes in the foundation of their home.
Nice.
Well, on a positive note, they probably didn't have any rodents in the house. So
that's for dang sure. Yeah. Anyway, those aren't topics, but just stuff that I wanted you guys to hear because I was deep diving and these were crazy stories. So
that's a good topic.
All right. So we did cow chip and let's move on. Let's move on to our first topic.
Ooh. All right. Here we are. On the Hanging Chad Show. No, Hanging with Chad Show.
This topic I'm going to call, I'm bringing this with me to help me through it. So what I found out this week, and some of you may know this, but I didn't know it, but when someone gets fired in New Zealand, they get to bring an emotional support person.
Oh, God.
I heard this story.
To the meeting.
Oh.
All right. In 2019, a man brought an emotional support clown. And instead, that clown stayed for the entire meeting making balloon animals. So my question to you guys are, you're getting fired today. I'm probably getting fired next week, but you guys are going to get fired today. What emotional person would you bring to your firing?
What emotional support person would I bring to my firing?
Somewhat real or hypothetical?
You can do whatever you want. This guy brought a clown.
Oh, gotcha.
Anybody?
Anybody. Go ahead, voice. Who you bringing?
Traditional one, I think, is a lawyer.
Oh, okay. All right.
There you go.
Kim?
I would bring Sofia Vergara.
Oh, why? Because you can see her telling somebody off?
She'd take over. She'd tell somebody off. Like, it would just be everybody loses against Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. Gasman, who you bringing?
I will bring Brock Lesnar, the professional wrestler, because everybody loses against Brock Lesnar.
All right.
Oh, there
a
you go.
Intimidation.
I don't think, against Sofia. Not against Sofia.
Yeah, I think Sofia, she would take Brock out. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought about this. I thought about this and I was like, I would bring the HR lady from my next job to this meeting and complete my HR paperwork and do all my W-4s at the table while I'm getting fired and do all my paperwork for my new job. It's going to fire me, but I'm going to sit here and get hired. PW,
yes.
Do you have any emotional support people that you would bring to your firing?
No, actually, I am a professional emotional support person.
Oh,
so I go with people who hire me. I go with them if they're being fired.
Oh,
bad
nice.
News for you, P-Dub. You used to be an emotional.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. I didn't want you to hear it this way, but Chad and I figured this would be the best way, the gentlest way to break it to you.
Well, I would like Mark to go with me when I get fired.
Awesome. I'll be there.
Have any of you ever been fired?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Tell it. No.
Chad, go.
Oh. It's a complicated story. I don't know if we have enough time, but basically, I was put on a task to find something in the job that I had, something that was missing.
Okay, and, what am I, Indiana Jones fool?
No. I was in charge of a film vault where there was thousands of cans of movie film, and I went through the entire thing twice. Took me the entire day. And I was certain that the thing they were looking for was not in my film vault. And I said that it was going to be on some editor's desk. You know, and I was told to search again. And I said, no, it's quitting time. I'm going home. And they said, if you go home, don't come back. And I said, good night.
Good night. This is BW signing off.
And the next Monday was on a Friday night. On the next Monday, I went to work and discovered that I was absolutely correct. It was on an editor's desk.
Did they try to hire you
and
back?
And I was fired.
Did they try to hire you back saying,
no,
like, we're
no,
sorry,
no,
we
no,
underestimated no. you? Totally. And your searching no. abilities.
No, 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 I had disobeyed.
Kim, were you laughing because of that story?
What do you mean?
Have you been fired?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been fired.
Mm-hmm. God, I have not been fired, I don't think.
I was fired from one of those movie houses / beer halls. So they it's in a movie theater. They took out every other rows of seats. So right. They had tables and you okay. got bar food, beer, and it was sketchy, it was close to where I lived in college, but it was super sketchy place. And
you were caught stealing beer?
No, I arrived to work 10 minutes late. But I was opening, and like we usually get there like 2 hours before open, setting things up, and typically not a big deal, except apparently the manager who was supposed to open also didn't show up. So one of the owners was there and he was super angry because the manager didn't show up. And he had to open up the place. So when he saw somebody else arriving late, he was pissed.
Somebody was getting fired.
Exactly.
He just pointed at me and he said, "You're fired." And I went, and I hated the place. So I kind of initially felt like, cool. And I just turned around and walked
out. Yeah. Yeah. What am I going to do today?
I got the rest of the day to myself.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and then later. Yeah.
Okay. No, were there women wearing go-go boots at this establishment?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But later on, I was like upset. I'd never been fired before. And then a week later, I got my paycheck and cashed it and it bounced.
No. Really?
Yeah. So I went to the place with my return check and, barged into the manager's office and slammed it on their desk. And I said, "Cash now. And you're paying for all my fees." And they're like, "Ooh." And the guy who fired me wasn't there. It was like a partnership. So the other partners were there and they're like, so the guy who fired you, he was embezzling money from us. And
it happened to be your money. Yeah.
This is a good story, Kev. It like keeps getting deeper and deeper.
It did say sketchy.
I said I don't want to work here anymore. Cash, please. And so they gave me cash, and I left.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on to another topic.
All right. Here we go. That was 1, 2, 3, I don't know, 4 topics. Here's the next topic on this show.
Oh, you wait. We're going to get through some stuff today. All right. I don't really have a name for this, but let's just say Jet Setter. Let's call this one Jet Setter.
Jet Setter.
Okay. All right. Some of you may have read this story because it's been in the news for 2 weeks about right now. But a 19-year-old named Jack Sweeney created a computer bot to parse data and tweet every time chosen celebrity planes take off or land. Well, ooh, one of those celebrities was Elon Musk. Oh, and out of all the celebrity bots that he created, Elon Musk's tracking of his plane was the most popular. This was done on Twitter. So it was getting a lot of hits and it was getting followed a lot. A lot of people were watching Elon Musk's plane time and date take off and where it was going and time and date where it lands. So you knew where he was.
Sure.
Well, Elon Musk direct messaged this guy, and he's a 19-year-old kid now, and asked him how much did he make a month by using this bot on Twitter. And the kid goes, $20. I make about $20 a month. And so Elon Musk offered to pay him $5,000 to take it down, saying it's a security risk, and he didn't really like the idea of being shot down by a nutcase.
Sure.
Yeah. So here's the thing. The kid responds to Elon Musk. And before I tell you what he says, I want you to guess what he said.
Oh,
PW, if you were the kid, what would you say? You got this thing. You're getting offered $5,000 from Elon Musk to take it down. What do you say?
I'll never take it down.
Never.
Never.
Who wants to go next? Guess
it was me?
Yeah.
I'd say make it 50. You're a billionaire.
All right. Okay. All right. Voice.
I would say, no, I'm taking it down for free. You don't have to pay me. I understand the situation and don't worry about it, Elon.
Oh, God.
All right. Would you take the $5,000?
That's the reason
we're here. $5,000.
No.
You wouldn't?
No. I think that would be the stupidest move the kid ever made.
What?
Really?
Yep.
Because it's intellectual property. This kid made this thing. It's his guy.
I think cooperating with Elon Musk and agreeing with his opinion can open up doors that you could never imagine.
Okay, I see where you're going. Kim, take it down.
Okay. Wait.
Get paid, what would you do?
Let me understand. Take the tracking of his own plane down or just take it down in general?
It's just he only asked for the one tracking his plane down. Sure. Take his down. So if he's tracking Sandra Bullock, that one can stay up still. But yeah, the Elon Musk one has to come down.
Hold on a second though. This is
questions. Go.
Anybody can track Elon Musk's plane.
That's how he
accessed that information in his tweet. Yeah,
but people can't. Yeah, but okay, I see your point, but he's catering it to the masses. Like the general person like me, I don't know how to track Elon Musk, but I know how to turn on Twitter.
Yeah.
Go to @ElonJet and see where Elon is.
If somebody wants to murder him by shooting his plane down, they're not going to rely on Twitter.
Twitter. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right? So this is baloney. I maybe even fake fish.
No, it's a money-making opportunity.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think I would have told Elon Musk to get bent.
Oh, so she agrees with me.
So you would keep it up and not take the $5,000 money?
Okay. No, this was his idea. He should leave it. I don't trust that Elon Musk is saying any of this for safety reasons. I think that's.
Oh, I don't think. So. Yeah, I'm with you on that. But the person, someone got this answer right out of the five of you, and it was Gasman. This is what this kid said. He goes, any chance to take that up to $50,000? It would be great support in college and would possibly allow me to get a car, maybe even a Model 3.
Oh, nice.
Wait a minute. $50,000. He gets a Model 3 and that leaves him with like not even $20,000.
He's saying $50,000. Yeah.
Right, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but listen, here's the thing.
I would ask for $5 million.
I feel like this is a ballsy kid.
Absolutely. But
kind of smart. Like, I feel like I probably would say that too, as long as I know that I couldn't get arrested for doing this. Apparently, he probably already looked and said, you know, that data is already out there. Like Kim said, I'm just going to make it more available. And then I'd be like, okay, you want me to take it down?
Yeah, give me a loaded Model 3. Yeah.
And give me a Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking he was that angle for $50K and the Tesla. That's what I think.
That's what I think. Throw in too. The Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I thought that was interesting. I want to share that with you guys.
So what was it? Does anybody know what the outcome was?
Last time I checked, in that direct message, that one that he responded back saying, can you make it $50K was unread.
Oh, so, that's interesting.
And he still hasn't taken it down.
Yeah, still hasn't taken it down. And oh, did you just check it?
No, I heard the story on the radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if the kid's gonna get a Tesla or $50K, but good on him is what I say. Good on him. All right, let's go to topic number 9.
Never do it for free.
This is very possibly the most topics ever on a Spike and the Mike show because it's hanging with Chad.
Okay. All right, so here's one. okay, so here's another one. All right, in New Mexico. Oh, let's call this Sorry About Your Window.
Sorry About Your Window.
Okay. In New Mexico, an armed burglar left $200 for homeowners before fleeing their house. He had broken in, okay? I'll tell you what that... $200.
Nice.
He paid the person. He broke into a house and left $200 and then left. Okay.
Wow.
On January 30th, homeowners in New Mexico returned home to find a window had been broken in their house. And the man, identified as 34-year-old Terrell Christensen, had broken in. And this is what he had done. He had bathed. He had slept. He had drank some of their beer and he had eaten some food. He did have an AR-15. This was found out later. But he didn't threaten to kill anyone or shoot anyone, and he didn't steal any belongings besides food and beer. Okay? Instead, when he left $200 on the counter as a reimbursement for the window and apology, saying that he had broken in. Would you be mad if this was your house?
Wow.
Mad?
What, or like, what would you be feeling? How do you feel about this? Is this okay? Like, if I read it, go ahead.
I mean, anytime somebody enters your home or your car or your space that does not belong there, that's
with an AR-15.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a creepy violation, right? Mm-hmm. Of your safety, your sanctity, like your space, your loved ones, and all.
Right.
So, yeah, creeped out. And I think maybe at the same time, sad and concerned.
Okay. All right. All right, gas man.
I would be mad because I don't think $200 is going to cover the window. You know how much windows are? Windows are expensive, man.
It isn't a windshield.
Come on, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Glass doctor ain't fixing that. Uh-oh.
I mean, someone's calling in.
Oh, that's probably Spike.
Nah, it's not.
Hello?
Spike.
How do we do this? Hello?
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 Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Spike there.
I just thought I'd call in to say hello. What's the topic?
The topic is the fact that we have no idea what we're doing today.
I can hear him. You can't hear the caller? Yeah.
Wait, do we really have a caller?
Yeah.
I can't tell if that was voice throwing his voice.
That was a voice throwing his voice, but
I hear it in the background a little bit.
Hello?
I'm trying to be loud.
Nope. There we hear you. You're coming in loud and clear. Well, you're coming in clear.
Awesome. Clear and loud. I can turn it up a little. Anyway, is Billy there?
Billy couldn't make it today. She had other engagements.
A prior engagement.
Yeah.
Prior engagement.
Billy. Are you a Billy fan?
I'm the biggest Billy fan. Damn it.
do you write all her hate mail?
I do. I'm the
one. Okay. She's a big fan of her hate mail, so thank you for that.
Some of my best work, really.
All right, so we're going to have this caller just hang in with us, all right?
All right,
caller,
sure, cool with that? With us.
Did you hear this last topic, caller?
No.
Okay, so real quick, caller. A man breaks into your house through a window, drinks your beer, eats your food, maybe takes a nap on your couch, but he leaves you $200 and a sorry letter for the window. How do you feel about that? Would you be mad? Like, what feelings would you have?
That sounds like legitimate political discourse to me.
Oh, man.
Well played.
Excellent.
So anyway, this guy breaks into this guy's house, leaves $200. They come home, they find it. And here's the story behind it. When the owners asked the man why, he said his family was killed in East Texas and he was fleeing from someone and had broken into this house because last week, do you remember how cold it was? And there was like this blizzard.
Yeah.
Well, he said he was taking shelter from a blizzard. So I don't know where the house was. I don't think it said, but if he's fleeing from East Texas and he was in a blizzard,
wasn't there a blizzard in Arkansas?
Maybe. Okay. I'm thinking Northeast, but okay. We'll say Arkansas. Then that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My question is, did he break into the house with the rattlesnakes? That's what I want.
He better be glad he didn't. That's for sure. Right there. I wouldn't be mad. I think, I would be concerned about being like the violation part because you don't feel safe, but I would also feel really bad for someone who, you know, had to break into my house to get beer.
I would offer him a deal. I'll give him a key, and
you give him a key
so he doesn't break any more things. And if he agrees to only come when I'm not home, I'll accept $200 a week.
There you go.
That's not a bad deal.
Sure, yeah. That's like renting a room without renting a room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Was it a whole week or just overnight?
It was just
I didn't say, but I would think like overnight or maybe two nights. It wasn't that long. They weren't there. I know that. So,
isn't there
anyway,
like a law
without going through all that.
Necessity or something?
What's that?
Isn't there a law about public necessity or something where you break in because otherwise you'll die? I think isn't there a thing about that?
Oh, yeah, like any port in a storm.
Yeah.
Is that real? You can do that?
I think you can't be. Yeah. I mean, it's a defense against trespassing.
Depends on the state and the attitude of the home recipients.
Exactly. I had to pee.
PW, you would break into a house to pee.
I would, because you never know when it's going to happen. Yeah.
You know, when you got to go, you got to go.
Exactly.
Every time I'm watching the news and those bladder commercials come on, I think about you.
Oh, no, that's not nice.
What? I mean, it's all going to happen. All us guys are going to have bladder issues. He just got there first.
Exactly. And you can see me disappearing from time to time.
He had a head start, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just shift into to another story. We don't have to go through the topic situation, but here we go. A city in Netherlands, Rotterdam. Does anyone know Rotterdam in Netherlands? Ever been there? Okay.
Yeah.
So they are going to temporarily disassemble a bridge built in 1927 to make room for Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' mega yacht.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll say it again. So Rotterdam, the city in Netherlands, is going to temporarily disassemble a bridge built in 1927 to make room for Amazon founder's mega yacht, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
So there's a company in Rotterdam called Oceano. They're making a yacht for Jeff Bezos. But in order to get the yacht to him, they have to take down this historic bridge. Now, here's my question before I tell you. Who should pay for the taking down of this bridge? Should it be Jeff Bezos? Should it be Rotterdam? Or should it be Oceano? Who wants to go first?
Totally Bezos. Boys. But coming from Pittsburgh, we need somebody to fix our bridges so we can let him take his yacht wherever he wants.
that's for dang sure. Yeah. You know, that bridge is rated poor.
Yeah.
You need some Jeff Bezos yachts going all up through Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
That is for sure. Voice, what do you got to say about this one?
Oh, I'm thinking Oceanic should pay it, but ultimately it would be Bezos. Maybe Rotterdam should pay a little bit too, because it benefits. I'm assuming that the company's in Rotterdam, so they're having people employed there, paying taxes and makes them famous, puts them on the map.
Oh.
So I would say Bezos is going to end up paying for it, but maybe Rotterdam could chip in a little bit.
And okay. This is the reason we're here? No.
The voice is like, okay, I see where you're. That's a very,
It's too twisted.
It's a little twisted. Okay.
Yeah.
Kim, what's your opinion? Who should pay for this bridge come down?
I think that this super evil, super villain movie needs to come to an end. it just needs to come to an end. It's like ridiculous. He's like a super villain.
Okay. All right. That's the opinion that a lot of people in Rotterdam share. So, PW, what's your opinion?
If I really could have control over this situation, I could really make the decision. I would insist that the bridge never be disassembled.
Okay.
And he bought.
He can only float it on this side of the bridge.
He can just sit on in this little harbor. Yeah.
Yeah, he has to keep it there.
Yeah.
And then a vacation there and then spend all his money there. And then that way Rotterdam can just economically benefit from it being there and not getting out.
Yeah.
Someone's got to trap Jeff Bezos. I mean, who's going to do it? Come on, Rotterdam. All right. So let me tell you something about this boat. It's a $500 million boat. It's being built by Netherlands-based Oceano. And it's 470 feet long and must pass under this Rotterdam Landmark Bridge. And that the actual bridge is called, I'm going to mess this up, but Koninginbrug Bridge.
Yeah,
but
it's nicknamed the Hef.
Yeah.
It's what? And a Hef?
The Hef.
The Hef.
H-E-F. It's nicknamed the Hef. Yeah. It's a steel bridge, and it isn't tall enough to accommodate the ship's three masts, which exceed the 130-foot clearance.
It's one of those elevator bridges.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
he's building a sailboat.
Oh, it is?
No, yeah.
That doesn't make sense, or they wouldn't have to take it down.
It just probably doesn't go high enough.
Doesn't go high enough, yeah.
Oh.
Well, anyway, a sailboat.
They said it's a mega yacht, so I don't know, but it has masts on it.
It could be a sailing yacht.
So the city yielded to the billionaire, given the significance of the project, and the reason is because what Voice said, because of the local economy and the fact that it's going to bring money into the local economy. However, the residents of Rotterdam are planning to stand on the edge of the river. And as the yacht goes through, they all are planning to throw eggs at it.
Oh, I thought they were going to hose it off.
No,
they're planning to egg it as it goes down. The person who's paying for this is Oceano, the company that built the mega yacht. Bezos isn't having to pay for it. And neither is the city.
He's paying for it.
He'll pay for it in the price of the
rest. That's true. Yeah.
Is he going to have to go back through the bridge, or is this going to stay on the other side of the bridge?
Oh, yeah, forever. How does that work? Side, yeah.
Oh, they're going to take the bridge down, and they're going to drive the boat to him, probably somewhere on the other side of the bridge, and then he's going to take it to where.
So the boat just stays on the. He just has to get it past the bridge.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I imagine that connects to the ocean. Blah blah blah.
If this is a bridge, if this is a bridge, it goes straight up and down, elevated. Right. Then all they have to do is pull the pins at the top, take two cranes, lift it up a little higher, and then he can get under. They can put it back down, settle it back down, put the pins back in, and go back up about their business.
Sure. That's bound to cost about $30.
Yeah.
It's Bezos' money.
You made it sound like a Lego set.
Yeah.
But I don't
15
think
for crane.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be taking torches to the bridge.
Well, that's some crazy stuff right there.
Yeah.
Facebook made the news this week. Apparently, they're having some problems. Did you guys read about that? Facebook stands.
Poor Facebook.
Facebook stands
poor
to
Zuckerberg,
lose.
Zuckerberg, jackass.
Yeah, Facebook stands to lose $10 billion this year and blames Apple. Because last May, Apple added a function to its iPhone to stop brands from tracking across apps.
Sure,
well, the problem is the young kids, they're opting in to stop the tracking.
Yeah.
So most users have opted out of the tracking, which has had major impacts on Facebook's bottom line.
Yeah.
This is all happening and while Facebook has reported its first ever decrease in users, mostly young users, and its parent company Meta's stock took a major hit as a result. It dropped from 323 shares on Wednesday to 245 shares on Thursday. That's a 25% drop, and that wiped out $230 billion in market value overnight.
Nice. $230 billion.
Yeah, so users are leaving Facebook, mainly young ones, and where do you think they're going?
TikTok.
Yep. They're going to TikTok.
Wow. Well,
are they going out of Facebook, or are they just not? Because I see where Facebook has an argument. They probably have like 1,000 pages of very fine print that these kids are signing off on that says that they will be allowed to be tracked and every aspect of their life is going to be monitored and they're agreeing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple has figured out a way that they don't have to honor that agreement. So are they up on Facebook, or are they just getting around the disclaimer?
I think they're leaving Facebook because you remember how like Instagram was your parents?
They're not there. I'm sorry, but young people left Facebook a long time ago.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I think this blaming TikTok is baloney. I think the people who are on TikTok are not necessarily, that's not a one-to-one relationship there between a Facebook user and a TikTok user.
Yeah, this is Apple.
No, yeah. No, TikTok is not Apple.
Well, Apple's that's caused the problem.
Well, no, because they're not being able to be tracked, Facebook is losing out on advertising data that it can sell.
I think that's part of it, but I think people are leaving Facebook, maybe not even, like, especially adults. They might not even be going anywhere because I think that Facebook is just becoming annoying.
It's gross, in my opinion, my own professional opinion.
I mean, people used it before to keep in contact.
Would the world be better without Facebook, Kim?
Probably.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. It wraps it up. All right, so... Word of the day. Let's talk about it. Let's get to it because I don't want to forget it. And hang on, let me just make sure I'm not forgetting something. I don't know how Spike does this.
Sing it, man.
All right, abnegation. We don't sing it at the end, do we?
Yeah.
Usually?
No. I was covering because the producer's out.
Okay, yeah. So abnegation.
Abmitigation. How do you pronounce it?
Abnegation.
Abnegation.
Hey, is the caller still there?
Yeah.
Is the caller the brawny man?
Something to do with not wanting to work out because I'm negating my abs?
Yeah.
That was a consensus, man. We're well played.
So yeah, that's you're in good company with another person on this show.
And there was a question: is the caller the brawny man?
Yes.
Is he? I thought it was. Bronny, man, you got to get on the show, man. Get on it.
Bring some paper towels, man.
Yeah.
I can't do the video side.
I have a question for the Bronny, man, real fast. Why don't you bring your wife a drink anymore?
Oh, damn it. She didn't ask.
Oh, she has to ask for it? I thought you were just really nice.
I have a drink.
I am nice.
Oh.
I even peeled her tangerine this morning, so to speak.
Yeah, she told us she popped her back. Is that too much info?
Yeah. He was too brawny.
Yeah, too brawny. And that's too why brawny. Is that why you're limping and you like you said you were in pain?
Yeah.
Hey, is that abnegation.
I'm limping in the chair. Abnegation.
PW.
Yes.
Go. What do you think abnegation is?
Oh, it's when you have fabulous abs, but you're so fat nobody can see them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Voice abnegation.
That was pretty good. I don't know what it is, but I'm tired and sick and tired of being abnegated.
Yes. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You should pick your microphone up, Steve.
Yeah. You're abnegating that microphone right now.
Yes.
Am I abnegating?
Yeah. There we go.
Gasman, abnegation.
That's when you turn a negative into a positive. It was negative, but you abdicated the negative and made it positive.
Yep.
Abnegation.
Yeah, and you might get some abs out of it, too.
Yeah.
It's like drinking into gym routine.
Yeah.
Yep. Kim?
It's when, what was her name?
Sophia Vergara.
Now, when Mrs. Lincoln contradicted Abe.
Oh, nice.
Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So abnegation means the act of renouncing or rejecting something.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Yep. PW, what stuck with you today?
We should do this again sometime.
Maybe in a couple years.
Yeah.
Voice, what stuck with you today?
Oh my gosh, you gotta be
go
faster.
To the next one. I'll come back to me.
Kim, what's stuck with you today?
That my sister's doing fine.
Oh
yeah. Has there been a message?
Not yet.
Oh. Gasman, what's stuck with you today?
Jeff Bezos has too damn much money.
Yeah, that's the truth. Voice, real fast. You learned so much.
Hi, Captain.
Really, the topics were, oh, I was really impressed with the topics. So,
all right, caller, real fast. What's stuck with you today?
I like being Brawny Man.